This is Living the RV Dream, episode 192 for Friday, May 21st, 2021.
I'm riding,
riding, riding,
riding in my RV,
my RV,
wherever I want to be. 'Cause I'm free in my RV, yeah.
Hello, happy campers. Hello, fellow pelican heads. Happy Friday. Welcome to the show. Full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, weekend warriors. Welcome once again. And of course, I'm coming to you from home office here, from Pelican headquarters in Flagami, Miami, Florida. But very soon, I'm going back up to Pelicamp. Kind of to finally get the property, you know, finished. As you know, this is this acre of land of, at the time, it was Florida Forest that we purchased up in the eastern panhandle of Florida in Taylor County. And we've been developing it, you know, in order to have like a second home, something away from the hustle and bustle of South Florida, kind of halfway to Atlanta, halfway to the panhandle, you know, that kind of thing. And let me tell you, the summer road trip is upon us, and I've started making some plans. Of course, the first stop in the summer road trip is going to be Middlebury, Indiana, where I'm going to pick up Minitini 3. What I'm calling Minitini 3 is the new RV. Winnebago, it's a loaner like the one that I have right now. It's going to be a Micro Mini 2108 DS, the dinette option. And I'm really excited to try it out. It's going to be more spacious, of course. As I said, hell is going to freeze over because I'm getting a trailer with a slide and a Murphy bed, something that I said I was never going to do. But in this case, I think it's going to work out great. So more for that. And then after that, the plan is to go to the Winnebago Grand National Rally, which is in Iowa. And then I'm going to start working my way east, all the way up to Maine, to do like the entire East Coast. And that's part of the plan, of course. Part of the plan is to make it coincide by mid-September to be in Hershey, Pennsylvania for the Hershey RV Show. Then I have to make a beeline to Winnebago, to Elkhart, Indiana, because they're having the open house, the Winnebago open house. And they want to feature my trailer with a lot of modifications that they've made to it that I'm not at liberty to mention them right now, but you'll find out soon enough when I make the video announcing the new trailer. But suffice to say that I'm going to have an upgraded power system and some other things that seem to be very promising. So, you know, I'm going to have to go to that what's it called? The open house, which is in Elkhart, Indiana. And then I'm going to go back to Pennsylvania to finish the East Coast. I think that's going to be the most sensible plan at this point. But we'll see. You know, it's a 1,400 mile detour. But, you know, I could do that in a week, you know, make a beeline to Elkhart, Indiana, to be there for the 3 or 4 days that the open house is going to last, and then come back to the East Coast and started like at Cape May, and then from Cape May keep coming down. Now, as far as the YouTube channel, this Sunday we're getting a very long video, and it's not gonna be a premiere like it's been in like for the past 2 months. I've been experimenting with premieres. This one is gonna come out like they used to, 7 a.m. Eastern. Not as a premiere. It's a whole movie. It's like an hour and it's like a movie. An hour and 38 minutes, if memory serves. Actually, I could just alt tab because an hour and 37 minutes with 42 seconds. It is processing right now. It's taking a long time, but I think you're gonna like it. The first half of the first third of the video, it's gonna be the trip from San Antonio, where I did the flight in the Cessna, all the way to Quartzsite, Arizona. And we've seen that before in previous videos, like my famous, and I say famous because that video has millions of views. So I think it qualifies as famous. My famous driving to the West, the original video from 2018 that I did with old Kia and the Minitini 1. And I just do a little different take on that part of the trip. And we stop at different places, so it's always going to be a little different. And then the rest is Quartzsite, which a lot of you saw that video back in January, and the rest of the video, that the portion on Quartzsite, is going to be like the director's cut. I added some things, I tightened a couple of things up, but I added a lot of extra footage, especially during the last couple of days, and I think it's going to be good. It's going to be a new take on Quartzsite, which, by the way, is one of those places that I think I'm going to visit at least every other year, if not every year. I just love the vibe there and the people and you know, meeting like-minded people and hanging out, you know, and getting to know each other and the campfires and, of course, the town. There's a certain vibe there. You don't go there for the RV show. You go there for everything that surrounds the RV show, I think. And if you're in the market for solar, you know, this is the RV show if you want to buy solar and stuff like that. And the swap meet there at Tyson Wells, it's amazing. I can't believe it's been almost 6 months since that happened. It's been exactly 5 months, actually. So I'm no longer 6 months behind on my videos. I'm 5 months now. Today or tomorrow, I'm going to start working on the following video, which is going to be a Organ Pipe National Monument, and the rest. You know, I'm going to make them as long as possible because I want to work ahead. And then the next week, I'm going to be in Taylor County up there. So I don't know if I'm going to be having good internet connectivity or whatnot. But next Friday, I'm going to be broadcasting from there. Now, going back to the summer trip, I think part of the idea is going to be as soon as we finish with the Grand National Rally in Iowa, it should start working our way east. I don't know, we might go up into Michigan, I don't know yet, and then Western Pennsylvania. I might do Pittsburgh and then go up to Erie, Pennsylvania, then upstate New York. And as you know, I've never been to the American side of Niagara Falls. I haven't been to Buffalo or Rochester or Albany, the capital, or the Finger Lakes or the Adirondacks. All that I plan to, and I'm assuming by August, you know, everything is going to be like wide open, right? So upstate New York, and then, of course, and I haven't done much research on this part, Vermont. I want to visit Vermont, and I want to visit New Hampshire. And I have a few stars in both states, but, you know, like my pins that I use for my research. But more research shall go into this. And then the idea is go all the way to Fort Kent in Maine, you know, to the northern, you know, the end of US 1. And then from there, work my way down. I don't know if through England, Maine, or through the coast, into Bar Harbor. We might be able by then to go into Canada. I don't know. So if we were able to go into Canada, I might even do the Bay of Fundy. I don't know. And then, you know, kind of hug the coast. And of course, the parts of New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Connecticut. We've hardly done anything in Connecticut. And then I would love to visit Long Island. More research, of course, shall go into this. Then the Jersey Shore. I'm going to do the Jersey Shore, and from there, of course, that's where I'll probably go back west to the Hershey RV show, and then to Iowa. And then from there, you know, Delaware, Maryland, the Outer Banks, and all that. That's the plan for early fall by then. And We'll see. It's one of those things that I haven't had time to plan yet, but at some point I have to, right? And it's one of those areas of the country that I've always rushed through. As you know, the trip to New England from late 2018, that was a rushed trip. It was supposed to be 2 months, and we did it in 2 weeks, just because that's when my old vehicle died. And then I've never really been to that Maryland coastal, that whole area. I've never really been there. And we need to give the West a break for a little bit here, and give the Eastern United States a little bit of love. I'm also working on some interviews for the podcast here, and that's going to happen soon in the next month or two. And then this episode is actually an experiment. This is the first episode that I'm going to upload. I'm going to upload it once, but I'm going to publish simultaneously on travelingrobert.com and on travelingrobert.net, which is the new website that we're testing. And at some point, eventually, we're going to merge both websites and get rid of the old travelingrobert.com and start travelingrobert, convert travelingrobert.net into .com. But if that doesn't work well, the podcast will stop working. So that's something that we really have to start working on, making sure the podcast makes the transition. And the other one is my email. But, one thing at a time. And now let me read some of your mail. This one comes from Chris, and he says, "Hello, Robert. Hello from Orlando. First, thank you for your excitement and for sharing your adventures. I watched your Nordic trip as I've been thinking about making that trip. Well done, by the way." Pause. May 20th, when I'm recording this, apparently Europe has opened up its borders for Americans that have the vaccine. So that's... that's good news for those of us who may want to travel to Europe in the near future. Going back to the email, I showed my girlfriend Fanny, and she's been hooked and created a following in Massachusetts and talks about your show all the time. I wanted to buy her a shirt and wondered if you would send a personalized note or sign the shirt. She would love it. Thank you in advance, and if you agree, Chris. Chris, I would love to do that. The thing with the shirts is that I don't have them personally here with me. The shirts go through Teespring, so it's a drop shipment. They just print them, ship it, and give me my cut. And that has worked out really well for me in the past. But we'll see. We'll see if we can figure something out with regards to that. And now let's listen to some voicemail.
Hey, Robert, when are you going to update your interactive map with some of your later videos? I'd like to see them. Thanks.
Oh, man, that interactive map. I have to work on that. It's one of those things that I've forgotten, and that thing hasn't been updated in years. But hopefully with the new website, I'm gonna have something like that. I'm really thinking about it. I would love to work on that. It's just I've been more focused on creating content and editing the videos and other things. So the website it's like going to do like another category that I haven't really updated it much. But now we're getting the new website, and if you want to see a preview, go to travelingrobert.net. By the way, it's looking great. This gentleman, Remy, he lives here in Florida. He's from Poland, and he's doing a great job. He has a company that's what he does, graphic design and websites, and it's looking great. And very soon here we're gonna do like launch it officially. And when we transfer it to travelingrobert.com again.
Good morning, Robert. My name is Kim. I own an air conditioning business here in Redding, California. We're getting ready to take a big trip in September to Yellowstone, to Omaha, church revival there, down to Texas possibly. And I own a 2016 Ford F-250 diesel, which only has 31,000 miles on it. And I have a outdoors RV, which is a four-season RV, which is made by the same people who makes Arctic Fox. However, I was watching your program, and I was watching that big hitch you put on your truck. And then I watched your truck drop almost 2 inches. And I thought, wow. I made a comment yesterday about it, very brief, but then I thought I'd explain myself a little more. I don't know how comfortable you are in that little truck, but I'm real cautious about what I pull travel trailers with. And I made a comment about putting coil spring shocks on your truck. You should do that. And Bilstein shocks are a better shock on the front. My truck, however, only 31,000 miles on it, had those Ranchero shocks, which are nothing more than a glorified Monroe, were bad already. And then I had a 2006 Dodge at 18,000 miles. Hi, Robert. I got cut off where my Dodge 18,000 miles had to put new shocks on it. Again, had those Ranchero shocks. Hopefully we'll see each other on the road.
Hi, Kim. Thank you for your message. And I understand your concern. And that was, of course, the ProPride hitch that I had. And it's still, I still have it on Minitini 1. That hitch, the only problem with that hitch, the main problem is that it's for a trailer like Minitini 1, that it was a low trailer to begin with. It really has very low clearance to the ground. But let me tell you, I like the Colorado. I liked, 80,000 miles later, the Colorado is still going pretty strong. I have never had a problem toying with it. And I went to Whitney Portal in California, which is one of the, it's a pretty steep mountain. I've crossed the Rockies, and it's been good. But yeah, eventually, especially now that I'm going to upgrade the trailer, it's very likely that I'm going to upgrade to something a little bigger, maybe a Silverado, maybe a 150. I don't know yet. I don't want to go too big because then it becomes a problem parking in big cities and things like that. And I still do want to go into big cities and downtowns and underground parkings from time to time. But yeah. Yeah, the Colorado is rated for 7,000 pounds, and these trailers, GVWR, are 5,000. So even fully loaded, I'm still 2,000 pounds below the rated tow capacity for a truck. And I haven't really had any problem taxing the truck too much.
Hi, Robert. It's Dylan here from the River Colorado area in Pickering. And I have a few questions today. My first question is, what are you planning to visit the Fredericksburg, Virginia sometime? Yeah, and my second question is, when are you planning to visit Pelly Camp again? Yes, and today is Monday, May 17th, 2021, and by the time you're hearing this, it will be Friday, May 21st, 2021. So my final question is, what, for the next Minikini Lounge, either this weekend or next weekend, are you planning to sing Hey Baha? Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Ashley, and Driving to the East. All right, bye bye everyone. If you hear any background noise on the podcast, I'm listening to Bob and Sue's live stream right now from the Hoppy Cat or Lucky Dog Productions. So, all right, see you at the live stream on Friday. So, bye bye everybody.
Hey Dylan, thank you for your message. That of course, the weekly message from Dylan, from Canada, and but Fredericksburg, Virginia. I'm thinking about it. I don't know if I'm gonna go that far inland as part of the trip. I know I want to go to Colonial Williamsburg and all these historic places. I might make it to Fredericksburg, but I haven't planned. I haven't had time to plan that part of the trip as detailed as I would like, but which I will do in the next couple of weeks. Also, the Minitini Lounge, by the way, an update. We're not gonna have a Minitini Lounge at least for the next 2 weeks. I don't foresee having one because I'm gonna be traveling and it's gonna be busy times. But eventually, we're gonna have one, and I'm gonna sing all the favorites for sure. And that's all I have for you guys today on the podcast. This is a short episode. It's been a busy week. It's been one of those that I haven't been able to plan much. But do check out the new website and the new podcast. Eventually, will be there, and hopefully everything will work correctly. As you know, switching from one website to the other, can be tricky, and the main thing about the website right now is that the podcast, the RSS feed, if you want to get technical, the RSS feed lives in that travelingrobert.com website, And when you guys download it, be it from iTunes or Pocket Casts or whatever a podcasting app you happen to use, it reads that directory, and that's where it is. So I think we have to do like a redirect if we want to change the URL, something like that. But Remy knows exactly what he's doing, and I think it's gonna come out great. Now, until next week, thank you so much for listening. Remember, this evening at 6 p.m. Eastern, we have the live stream. And then Sunday is going to be a feature-length movie about Quartzsite, Arizona, and the trip to Quartzsite, which is the new part of that video. But until then, thank you so much for listening, and see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free in my RV.